And I'll say, let's turn to John 3:16, but I know you guys are already there because you know John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let's have a word of prayer. Precious Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior. Our Lord, our Savior, that loved us so much that He gave His life for us. He gave His holy, precious life for us. He shed His holy, precious blood for us so that we could enter heaven sinless. Father, we thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, there was an old Puritan preacher. His name was George Whitefield. I don't know if anybody heard of him before. But every time he went to a city, he would preach John 3:16. And somebody asked him one day, they said, George, Pastor, why do you always preach John 3:16? And he preached it about 350 times in his life. And his answer was standard. Because people need to hear it. People need to hear it. So when we look at John 3:16 today, when God so loved the world, and the world's a mess. The world's in trouble. There's a whole lot going on in the world. But no matter what's going on in the world, we may not like it. God may not like it. But God so loved the world that He did something that probably would have been impossible for any of us to do. Most of us would probably know that have children or grandchildren. He sent His only begotten Son into a fallen world to die for people, a lot of people who don't even care about the things of God. He sent His Son to die for those people too. He sent His Son. What does it mean when I say, or the Bible says, He sent His Son? Well, we know because Jesus was born. How? He was born of a virgin. When the angel came to Mary, the angel says, you're going to have a child by the Holy Spirit. And Mary said, how? And the angel said, the Holy Spirit is going to come over you and you're going to have a child. And the angel told her what the child's name was going to be. His name was going to be Jesus. And He was born. For what purpose? He wasn't born to be a celebrity preacher. He wasn't born to be on TV. He wasn't born for any of that. He was born to die for our sins. Ain't that special? Ain't that special? And the name Jesus really means Savior. Joshua, Savior. Not only that, Jesus was born of a virgin, and Jesus lived how long? 33 and a half years. Think about that. Now you got to believe all this. When the Word of God says, whosoever believeth, this is what it means. You got to believe all this. You got to believe that He was born of a virgin. He lived a sinless life for how many years? 33 and a half years. Think about that. I might be able to go 33 and a half seconds. He went 33 and a half years. He never committed a sin. Okay? And then they crucified Him. We know the story. They crucified Him. They mocked Him and they ridiculed Him and they spit on Him and they put a stick in His hand and told him to act like He was a king, and then they smacked Him around. They planted a crown of thorns on His head. And then the Bible says they nailed Him to a cross. I mean, you know, how many love that song? The old Rugged Cross. Isn't that a classic? Isn't that a beautiful song? I would sing it for you, but I don't want to lose you. He stayed on that cross. What did He do while He was on the cross? Think about it. He never stopped loving people. There was two thieves on the cross with Him. One on the right, one on the left. He wanted both of those thieves to come with him to paradise, didn't he? I mean, he wanted both of them to come to paradise with him. One of them didn't. One of them rejected him. One of them kept on ridiculing Jesus while he was on the cross. One of them kept on ridiculing him. But the other one, the Bible said, came to his senses. And he said, we're getting what we deserve. He was talking to his friends. He said, hey, we're getting what we deserve. He says, and he looked at Jesus. Remember, Pilate had put the board over Jesus' head, the superscription they call it. And it says, this is the King of the Jews. Okay? So the one thief seen it. And he looked over at Jesus. And he said, Lord. He called him Lord. Something came over him. And he called him Lord. And he said, Lord, talking to Jesus. He's praying to Jesus. Short prayer. See, sometimes we think we got to pray a long time. Sometimes we're going through, we got a little issues going on. We got some bad news in our, maybe in our family, maybe a bad report. We don't have to pray long because God knows us. You know what we need to say to God sometimes? Lord, remember me. And God is all knowing. He knows exactly what you're saying. And the thief on the cross said, Lord, remember me. And Jesus said unto him, we know the words, one of some of the greatest words in the Bible. He said to the thief on the cross, he said, today you will be with me in paradise. And that's a sidebar. He's on the cross. And he died on the cross. The Bible said he died on the cross. And then what happened? He was buried. He was buried. What kind of tomb was he buried in? A borrowed tomb. And that's important. It was a borrowed tomb. Why was it a borrowed tomb? Because he didn't need it long. He only needed it for how many days? 3 days. And on the third day, we all know what happened. The most important event in the history of the world. The most important event took place when Jesus was buried. The most important event that ever happened in this whole world. He rose from the grave. We sing a song, up from the grave he arose with a mighty thunder. He rose. He rose from the grave. Why is that important that Jesus rose from the grave? Because if he doesn't rise, we don't rise. He said he was going to rise. He said, on the third day, I'm going to rise from the grave. So if he don't rise from the grave, what does that make him? I don't want to say it. But he rose. And he rose with all power. Now, we all believe all that, right? That's a lot to swallow, isn't it? But it's important that we understand what it means to believe, because believers are going to heaven. Let me say that again. Let me read that scripture that we talked about. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, anybody who what? Believeth what? Somebody say, believeth what? Everything that I just told you. Jesus was born of a virgin. He lived a sinless life. They crucified him. They buried him. And he rose on the third day. On the third day. That's a beautiful story. That's the greatest love story. Somebody say, well, tell me a love story. Jesus died for your sins. That's a wonderful love story. That's a wonderful love story. Jesus died for our sins. Amen? Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Precious Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just want to say thank you. Thank you for doing what no man could do. Thank you for coming out, stepping out of heaven, putting on flesh, walking this earth for 33 and a half years, and then allowing them to put you on a cross, not for any sins you've done, but for our sins. And not only that, they spit on you, and they mock you, and they ridicule you, and they put you in a borrowed tomb, and on the third day you rose with all power, and you didn't rise for yourself, you rose for us. Father, we want to say thank you today In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you.